Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Scott McKenzie, but you know that because you are listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast. This platform is dedicated to you, as you know, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You innovate, you're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you're changing the world. We need you more than ever, and we are celebrating you each and every day on this platform. We have a great interview. Of course we do. Why wouldn't we have a great interview? We're talking to Katina Sawyer, co-founder of WorkerBN, and we're talking about human capital. Let's get going. Boy, if that's not a timely topic, holy cow. Human capital. Disconnected workforce. We're all in this sort of interesting soup called quarantine, and we're trying to maintain some sort of optimism and positive outlook and hope for the future. And owners of businesses are trying to figure out how to keep everybody sort of focused, generally speaking, in the right direction. And Katina and Patricia, too. They're both with WorkerBN, W-O-R-K-R, take note of that, W-O-R-K-R-B-E-E-I-N-G. It's fun. Great interview. But before I get into that interview, we're putting together a panel. I hate that. I don't even know the type of words. Roundtable panel and no webinars. I'm not going to do or say webinars. It's going to be a different format. But anyway, this is going to be a hot seat type thing with sales, marketing, and branding. What do we do today? How do we begin to start your company up and real solutions with actions? That's what we're all about here on Industrial Top. What can we do? What kind of content can we provide that creates action in your life, in your company? It's real important. So we're going to be doing a roundtable specifically on sales and marketing with a great panel of really great professionals. A lot of great in that that sentence. But I'm not lying. You're going to be hearing a lot about different strategies because the world has changed. You can't do business as usual, the old way. You can. Nobody's stopping you. However, you're just going to have to recognize that somebody's going to be doing it a different way and possibly gaining greater market share. I don't want that. I want you to be success. And that's why this panel was put together, and we're just going to talk. It's going to be hot seat type of stuff, and we're just going to pepper them with questions and solutions and hopefully provide some content that'll help you be a success. That is, I haven't really come up with a topic. It's all around the Operation Phoenix strategy of coming out of the ashes and being success. All right, let's get on with the interview. Katina Sawyer is her name, and we really start talking about inclusion. And it was really interesting when I had this conversation with Katina, because this whole virus thing was sort of just starting out, and we've gone through a month plus of being isolated. The people are tired. There's a sense of anxiety and angst out there, and rightly so. Don't get me wrong. Rightly so. I'm feeling it. My backyard's perfectly mowed. My pool is perfectly clean. I power washed my whole deck. It looks like a resort out there right now, and it's because I just got to keep busy, and I know that that exists. So Katina brings some great insights on, especially now, how to keep inclusion, bring people in, have the conversations. Don't let people just sort of languish out there. But anyway, Katina Sawyer is on the Industrial Talk Podcast. She's a bigwig. She's active out there on LinkedIn. She is a PhD, but she doesn't like to be called a doctor. She's got some mad skills. Pretty cool stuff. So anyway, enjoy the conversation that we have here on the Industrial Talk Podcast with Katina. Enjoy. All right. Welcome, Katina, to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for, you know, you've got a busy life and you're on the podcast and you're helping us listeners out here dealing with some unique things. So before we get into that, give us a little background, 411 on who Katina is.
Sure. So I am Katina Sawyer. I am an assistant professor at George Washington University in Washington, D.C.
Ahoy, polloi.
Yes, very fancy. And I'm in the Department of Management in the School of Business. Mm-hmm. And most of my job is research and teaching. And I teach and research mostly in areas surrounding diversity and inclusion in the workplace. And I've been studying that topic now for longer than it seems to me. Time always flies, but it's over a decade now that I've been studying diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
You've seen a lot of changes then.
A ton.
I mean, it's definitely different today than it was 10 years ago.
1,000%, yes. And when I was starting on this path a while ago, there was a much smaller group of people that were interested in studying this and interested in reading this kind of stuff. And then over time, it's just really ramped up in terms of folks' interest in it. And then the second part is that I'm a co-founder of a company called Worker Being, which aims to translate the science of workplace wellness into fun and easier to access content than the dry, boring journal articles that I am expected to write and produce as the main part of my job.
And people like me will not read.
And can't read, actually, because they're all behind a paywall and they cost $40 to download each article, basically. And by the way, we don't get any of that money. So that's a whole other topic.
No, that sounds like it's a sore that you want to scratch a little bit, but we're not going to do that on this.
We're not going to do that, yeah.
No, absolutely not. Well, that's interesting stuff because for me, especially now, you know, let's just sort of the elephant in the room type conversation. We're dealing with a virus. We're dealing with a workplace that has been sort of just shoved off into the corners and into their house and quarantined. And yet businesses right now need to figure out how to get work done, even when there's so much uncertainty. And then also try to gain that attention of the employees who are disconnected and try to get something done. Can we start talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think during this time period, it's particularly important that people keep inclusion on their brains because the research shows in this area that when people feel stressed, stretched, overwhelmed, that's when we are most likely to default to what feels comfortable to us. And so it's like everything else around me is chaotic. So at least let me cling to my security blanket of whatever that might be, right?
It's an old fashioned and I love them dearly now.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So you're clinging to your old fashioned.
I'm clinging to my old fashioned. Thank you very much. Hey, before we just proceed, what is inclusion?
Sure.
Define that for everybody.
So inclusion is the idea that everybody feels equally welcomed. Everybody feels as if they're treated with dignity and respect within a particular workplace. And so it's the idea that, you know, if you think about a circle of people standing and you think about everybody kind of standing with their backs to, in smaller groups, certain people, right? So you have a pocket of people here, a pocket of people here, a pocket of people here. That's quite exclusive picture, right? Where certain people have their backs to other people and right. You kind of don't know what's going on in the small pockets versus everybody standing in one big circle and kind of looking each other in the eye. The idea of inclusion is that everybody feels seen and heard and able to be a part of the team, as opposed to having your workplace feel like there's a bunch of factions and closed doors and things happening behind the scenes that you're not privy to.
Or you could be a loudmouth like me and nobody can ignore you. How's that?
Yeah.
I'm inclusion. Here I am.
I'm
over here. I see you looking away. Turn your head and stare at me. No. So anyway, so now with that, that makes sense within an environment where that is important. Now you've got it. Now somebody said, okay, we're not coming to work anymore. You're going to be over here, mm-hmm. here. And how do you maintain the spirit of inclusion when people just naturally, I know I do, like you said, they start to navigate and go back to what they feel warm and fuzzy and comfortable with because it is just the realities of what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of the time what happens is that people take time to reflect, self-reflect, and it can make people more insular. While it's a positive process to try to cope with what everybody's feeling, all the stress that everybody's feeling in an individual way. There's also a lot of positivity in coping through connection with other people. And I think sometimes we can forget that, although in many instances, I am seeing people doing virtual happy hours or get-togethers or things like that. Yeah. But I think it's important to recognize who's not in the conversations that you're having just as much as it's important to recognize who is. So we may be especially likely during these times to reach out to people who are more similar to us or who seem like they're going to be more similar to us or who feel comfortable. And maybe that person that you don't really talk to as frequently at work or you don't really socialize with as frequently at work, you end up leaving that person out of those things and thinking about that person just sitting at home by themselves, not really having as much connection as everybody else is really an important consideration. So I think that as you're forming these connections virtually in this time period, it's really important because it's easier to leave someone out when you can't see them, right? And I think that that's something that people need to think about is like, not just who is in your conversation, but have you not reached out to? Who have you not checked in on? I think is important for leaders to think about as well.
There you go. That's what I was going to get to. I think that, you know, in this world, and I'm distracted, you're distracted, we're all distracted, some to various degrees, but let's just say people are distracted, and that would be a tough thing to just, along with the fact that I'm worried about my family and what the future holds mm-hmm. and all of the other stuff, I have to worry about who's not on my inclusion. That's mm-hmm. where the leader has to step up and say, hey, you know, lead, do what, yeah. you know, whatever that might look like.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, so I'm doing a study right now for the National Science Foundation where I'm—
You're just dropping truth bomb. You write well, don't you?
Thanks. I hope so. It's my job. But
you're not seeing me doing any journal thingies.
Well, that's what they pay my salary for, so I better be good at it. But anyway, so I'm doing this study on inclusive leadership, and basically the idea is, we know a lot when it comes to diversity and inclusion about what not to do, right? Like, don't exclude others, don't harass others, don't say insensitive things, right? But we don't know as much about what people can do to proactively be inclusive, right? That's something that I get asked a lot when I do client engagements, like, okay, great, I'm not a person that's going to harass somebody, but what can I do to take it a step further just from being like a neutral territory, right? And so I think when you're leading under these circumstances, there are several things that you could do to make the situation better. But one of them is definitely to ask yourself the question of, how do I continue to maintain inclusive connections between the people on my team? So putting some structure around the way that people are connecting and making sure that there's some ongoing dialogue and that you're reaching out to people to get not just, you know, work-related things done, but also to be a listening ear for people who might be dealing with a lot of stress during this time, and not just being that listening ear for people who you instantly connect with better, but also thinking about how talking to individuals that maybe you don't see yourself initially as being as similar to, but could have a lot in common with under the surface, right, might actually broaden your perspective on how you could lead better during this time as well, because they might be seeing or viewing things a little bit differently than people who are in your inner circle.
I'll tell you, it's more challenging today than it's ever been. I mean, you're going to be pushed to the limit of just because this will pass. Mm-hmm. We will get on the other side. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of the damage that has happened, if you're not a leader and you're not stepping up to have that inclusive mindset, who knows what's going to happen on the other side? It's going to be challenging. Do you have any examples of companies that represent a pretty decent inclusion type of environment?
Yeah. So one company in particular that I've been working with or looking at through this lens is a pizza chain called And Pizza. And they're not just thinking about creating connections between people that work for them. They're thinking about creating connections with the community as well. Yeah. So this company it's an ampersand pizza is the name of the company. And I've been super impressed with what they've been doing, because not only are they creating camaraderie between people that work there by They closed their entire corporate office and went out into the field and actually had all of the executives shoulder to shoulder with the people who are producing food in the trenches doing these jobs. And they're doing the same job that they're doing every day from this point forward. So that's been really fascinating. So I would say in a virtual environment, if you're working from home and you're in more of an office job, what can you do to share with your team that, you know, you're in this with them? Share your own struggles, like being vulnerable, not separating yourself from people and being like, well, I'm in charge and you know, we're expecting that things are going to continue as normal for them. Like the same level of productivity when we've had this big disruption, you know, just being real and open and honest and vulnerable with people and showing that you're all in it together is something that I think is the signal that this company is sending really strongly. And I've been super impressed with that part of it. They're doing other stuff too that we can talk about.
Yeah. And you know, you brought up something that's really sort of difficult for many. And that means I've got to show my vulnerability. I'm a leader. I'm not supposed to have any vulnerabilities. I'm blazing a trail. Follow me. I'm carrying the flag, that type of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
And that's not really what is needed right now. It's just, you can have a sense of professional vulnerability and still be that driving leader but people need to see that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And letting people know what you're doing, because when you're stuck at home or behind a computer, you know, people may not always know the intentionality behind what you're doing. They might not always get the message. So even more clear communication and clear actions that show that dedication to bringing people together are even more necessary, because, you know, people, you may think that you've said something, but in this environment where people are more disconnected, increased communication is only helpful.
That's why I don't text real. I always video, or I'll call, because I want them to see my eyes.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that to say that you were stupid. I just meant that I didn't mean it came out that right. My text is, you know,
right.
I don't want any misunderstanding. Look at my face. I like you. I think you're great.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think it helps to add more of that human component to it as well.
Yes.
Which is super important. The other thing that I really like that they are doing in this company is they're thinking structurally about the most vulnerable people that work for them. So during this period of time, they've actually raised their minimum wage $1. And they've given paid sick leave to any employee who believes that they have symptoms or is caring for someone who believes that they have symptoms. And that's for everyone at all levels immediately. So before that may not have been the case. Now they're making this like access for everybody that works there. So they're saying, who is most vulnerable, most likely to be impacted by this? Who's most likely to have financial stress? Who's most likely to have health-related stress? And they're thinking about those employees and saying, this is our commitment to you, that we don't want you thinking about that during this time.
How do they have, in this particular example we're using, do they have like a system in place that says, okay, we can evaluate the individuals in a certain way? Or is that just sort of their collective, the management, the leaders are collecting around? It's like, hey, I see that Toby's, he's struggling. I know, I heard. Is that how it happens, or is there some?
Yeah.
So it's in more this human instance, in that sense.
Yeah, everything's kind of happening so fast that I think a lot of companies that are trying to address this in as humane a way as possible are doing a lot of things where it's sort of, we'll make a commitment to do it, and then later we'll figure out what that looks like on the back end, right? Like, how do we take care of paying for this? How do we do this structurally, right? Like, people are like, let's do the right thing by our people and make sure that, you know, and make sure that we're demonstrating that we're committed to that as a value, even when it's tough, to the extent that we can, right? So I know a lot of businesses are also suffering from a monetary perspective.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't have, you know, the money to do something like that, and you do have to make layoffs, thinking about how to do layoffs in the most humane way possible, like, who is it that you're laying off? Are they not going to be able to pay their bills next month? Like, what's the impact? Can you help hook them up with some services for reemployment, job coaching, you know, things of that nature, just to make people feel like they at least have a resource.
I'm looking at their website.
Yeah, they're a very cool company.
They really are, man. They got a cool website. It's like,
yeah, they
do. You can't scroll their website. And I'm sitting there going, doctors, nurses, cleaning staff, administrators, they've got there are definitely other focused and as well as community in there. And I mean, that's pretty doggone cool.
It's very cool. And they're very profitable. So it's
to boot.
Yeah.
That brings up an interesting point. If I was a leader and I was focused in on making sure that I had an inclusive organization, right? Mm-hmm. I'm all into that. And I want to make sure that everybody's communicating. What's the bottom line? Because I'm a business person. I'm not going to, I want to make sure that I benefit from it. The company, everybody does. Does it happen that way?
Yeah. So the good news about inclusive environments is that it's not just the right thing to do. It also has a positive business impact. And so not only does it send a positive message to customers and clients who want to do business with people that they know are doing good in the world, it also sends a positive message of value to employees. So word of mouth about your company or, you know, when you have a bad day or you feel excluded or treated poorly, you tell people about it, right? You tell your family, you tell your friends. If people say, hey, I saw an open job at your company. Do you think I should apply? If you don't feel good about that company, you're going to say no. So retention and turnover of employees and the ability to recruit the best and brightest employees goes up when you've got an inclusive environment and you're better able to connect with customers. You're also better able to, you know, create a very good customer experience, like end to end. If the employees really feel great, they're going to pass that on to the customers and the customers are going to pass the word on. So those are some areas. And also innovation goes up because if you have a lot of different people in your company that are sitting there with great ideas, but they don't feel comfortable sharing or nobody's asking them, or, you know, they don't know if you care to hear from them, they could be sitting on these great ideas that never come out.
See, that's really cool. So we're in a really unique time. And I think from my perspective that we need to be able to sort of look at where we are today and what it's going to be tomorrow. We're going to have some really some deep soul searching type of questions if you're a business owner or a management team or whatever it is, because of course you want to be have a life expectancy beyond the virus. So you have to rethink. And I think the fact that if this whole inclusive, I think that would be a great conversation to have with businesses and saying, hey, what are you doing right now to improve that inclusive culture within your organization? Because right now, I guarantee you, very few are doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. It should be something that's top of mind, especially you know, with everybody working from home so much as well. Like, there are gender issues. You know, if women are a primary caregiver for kids, let's say, and normally they'd be at daycare or in school and now they're home, and you've got a manager that's not understanding of that and thinking like, well, great, we're all just sitting at home on vacation and you've got three kids running around in the background that need your attention, right? Like, this sort of understanding or perspective taking of people who are not in a similar boat is a really good muscle to flex as a leader, and inclusive leaders flex that muscle a lot more than other people. So this is a particularly important time to do that, because when you're so mired down in your own feelings of stress,
woe is me type stuff.
You're not as likely to look at someone else's perspective. So a good reminder is to step back, try to put yourself in someone else's shoes and say, is the message that I'm giving actually going to resonate with people, or is that just the message that would resonate with me?
See, I would like to have a conversation on what are the characteristics of an inclusive leader. Do that next time?
Yeah, would, that would be awesome. That? Yes, right. My results will be in soon.
Well, really, that's cool. Yeah, let's have that conversation, because I really do. And I think it's, when you say soon, when is this? When's it soon?
Probably within the next couple months.
Well, can we cheat and do it sooner?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Hey, are you, God, we got to, all right, listeners out there, you got a lot of work to do. That was a lot of meat on inclusive. You got to, okay. We're going to wrap this. We have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, this was a great conversation. Now, are you active out on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am. You can find me at Katina Sawyer, PhD on LinkedIn.
PhD. Do you want me to call you a doctor? Can I call you a doctor?
No. I made it very clear when I got my PhD that I would not require people to call me doctor.
I always have that conversation. Some people want to be called doctor.
They do.
It's a lot of sacrifice that you guys
make. It is a lot of work.
It's like, hey, man, I earned this thing.
That's true.
Treat me with
blood,
respect.
Sweat and tears. Yeah.
Yes, big time. All right. So if you want to be, if you want to connect with Katina, that's Katina Sawyer is her last name, Sawyer. PhD, the letters after that Sawyer name, and reach out to her. I think she's got some incredible wisdom, guidance. And the business is WORKRBEING. I always have to.
You got it.
I'm looking at, I'm trying to count the E's, and I feel like
we do it too.
I feel like I throw in another E there. So, Worker Being, that is a great organization with great people. You got to reach out, because especially now, you got to start thinking about it. Katina, what a great conversation. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, energy, and effort bringing the lumber of, inclusiveness. I like that. And you listeners out there, we're going to wrap this on the other side, so stay tuned. You know that. So don't go away. I'll be upset.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. That is Katina Sawyer. She is co-founder with Worker Being. That's WORKRBEING. Don't put too many E's in there. It's easy to just get, just go E crazy. Worker Being is the company. They have incredible skills, incredible desire to help you. And especially right now, oh my gosh, right now is a time to really reach out to them. And so, Katina's pretty active out there on LinkedIn. Find her. That's KitinaSawyer. Slap a PhD in there, although she doesn't want to be called doctor anyway. But anyway, she's wonderful, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed, and I'm telling you right now, you need it more than ever. Okay, just to reiterate, we're going to be talking about sales, marketing, and branding on a roundtable that we're going to put together. I'm going to pepper these leaders within sales and marketing with questions that I think are pretty pretty needed right now. And so don't miss out. I'm going to be pushing that out anytime soon. Got to put the meat on the bones a little bit. But anyway, sales, marketing, branding, let's get your company up and running again. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. We celebrate you. Thank you very much for what you're doing. Hang in there. This too shall pass. Be bold, be brave. Thank you.